Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
Antoine Terrell,
yes.
You scour is what you do.
I scour.
Mm-hmm. You scour
the internet.
You scour the streaming services.
Yes.
You even scour these things called television networks.
Which is crazy. They still exist.
They put shows on and things.
I have to turn the knob.
Wow.
Turn the dial.
Look at you with your dials and your knobs. So he's got all the different dials and knobs. He looks like one of those ham radio guys.
Yes.
And he counts down the three things worth watching this week.
Yes. And since today's Valentine's Day and it's Valentine's Day weekend, I wanted to find some things that couples can enjoy. It's either a movie, a show about love or about dating or something like that.
Oh, sorry. What?
Yes, so that. Exactly. So the first thing, if you want to go out.
So this binge watch don't give you diabetes. Get ready for it.
It's going to be all sweet and sugary.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you want to go out to see a movie, there's a movie that's starring Issa Rae. I think that's how you pronounce her first name. It's called The Photograph.
Oh, yeah.
And they said this movie, the reviewers say this movie is like an old school love. Her mother is this famous journalist, and she passes away. So it starts, you know, sad.
Mm-hmm.
And while I think it's Issa. Is it Issa?
I think that's how you say it, yeah.
She starts going through her mother's stuff and going through the history of her mother because her mother was like a very hard worker. And she ends up finding love through another journalist who's also writing a story very similar.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So her mother was a journalist, passed away, and she meets, the daughter meets a journalist, and they fall in love. And they said, imagine meeting your soulmate. That's what this movie is. The person that Issa meets in the movie is like her soulmate. It's called The Photograph.
I like the trailer. It looks good. It looks really good.
It looks romantic.
Any buildings being blown up in this?
There's no action. There's hand-holding.
That's the most action.
Is the man Jason Statham?
It is not. Right. It's Lakeith, whose last name I can't pronounce.
From the movie Get Out.
There are forehead kisses.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, forehead kisses.
That's
forehead
romantic.
Kisses.
Mwah, all right.
It's Lakeith GTFO. I know that guy.
Yeah, I heard of him.
So all that's at the movie theater, The Photograph. The reviewers love it. They said if you want that old school love feeling, go see this.
If you want a cavity,
go
ahead and get that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next.
All right, or you could go to Amazon Prime, and I love anthology series. Those are like the ones where it's like each episode's its own thing. They don't necessarily connect to each other.
That's always cool because you can watch a little something.
You can just jump in, jump out, wherever you want to.
That's why I used to watch CSI back in the day because it was like one case, and out you go, man. You're good to go.
That's it.
And so on Amazon Prime, we have Modern Love. It's just different stories. It has Anne Hathaway in it, Tina Fey.
Yes.
Have you watched it or have you just heard of it?
Oh, we were watching, Jared and I were looking at the trailer last night.
So you haven't watched it?
No, we're going to watch it today.
No, but very excited for a trailer there.
Yeah, we were, because I was like, all right, and he said, it looks funny.
When Monica said, oh, right, she made the same face that you make when you think, oh, did I just wrench my back?
Yes. But it's a rom-com that has different stories. One story about love has like an unlikely friendship that turns into love, a marriage that is turning point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they try to figure that out. So it's just different episodes, but it's with the stars that we all know and love. So like the Anne Hathaways, the Dev Patels, the Tina Fey's, and all that. It's rom-com though. So it's not as sugary.
And Jason Statham.
Jason Statham is not a love interest.
And a building on fire.
With love.
Burning love.
Burning love. So that's Modern Love.
Okay.
On Amazon Prime. And finally, you know, reality shows are fun. So we have one on Netflix called Dating Around. Have you guys heard of this one?
No.
No.
All right. Each episode, there's a single that goes on 5 dates.
Okay.
And at the end of the episode, they have to pick somebody to go on a second date with.
Okay.
But you don't follow them on a second date. So you get to see a bunch of first dates and those interactions and they get to pick somebody.
So it's House Hunters for humans. It's
yes,
human
that's
hunters.
Exactly
Pretty
what
much.
It is. So you say what your budget is.
Mm-hmm.
My budget is tall with muscles or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they pick somebody to go on a second date with at the end.
And that's it. You
that's
don't get
it.
To hear about second date.
Not in season one.
Maybe
in season two.
Well, I mean.
But you get to watch. You play along.
It's
like,
love.
Oh, I go on a date with him. I go on a date with her.
Who's she going to pick? Like, who did she actually like? That one.
Yeah,
I'm
but you have to see somebody navigate like all those first awkward dates. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
You're going to try to be yourself. You're going to try to be funny.
I would not go out of my way to watch that show. But if it was on,
you
I'd
would watch,
watch
it. And you would be hooked.
I get sucked in. It's like Family Feud. I have no intention of going out and seeking Family
Feud. You don't look for
it. But if I come across it, I need to know what happens in Fast Money.
You
need a finished episode.
I want to know. Okay, good. The other two made me barf. So refresh.
It's all love.
All right, so if you go to the movie theater, you're looking for that old school love, go see The Photographs in the movie theaters right now.
Yep.
Or go to Amazon Prime, get you a little rom-com action with some stars that you know, Modern Love on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Or on Netflix, get you a reality show, dating around, watch a single, go on 5 dates, and pick somebody to go on a second date
with.
Yeah,
and if they don't like that love story, they can watch something called Jersey Shore.
Yes.
And there's a lot of romance in there. There's some love.
Gabs, yeah.
That's a good one.
There's a lot of lust in there as well.
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend. You can also refer to K92MorningThang.com for the rundowns. We put them on there.